7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Okay, here's what you need to know. I realize this is starting off strangely, but yes, you are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and we have had some technical problems. A bunch of wacky crap is going down, so the first thing we need to do is to go to some music, and we got the Alexander Robotnik today. Thanks, digital media.
Pretty good, wasn't it, Dinkins?
Yes, Pippa is sitting here with me, and we were just listening to some Alexander Robotnik. That was F.I. from the late night remixes of the Analog Sessions. Yeah, that was sounding pretty analog, huh, Pippa? Right, so we got some weird stuff going on here today. I'm not in the best shape, but when am I ever? Oh my god, my legs started doing the weird thing last night, and I took some 8-hour analgesics at 8 p.m., and I did the math, and I said, okay, that'll get me through 4 a.m., that's good, because I'll just sleep through. Yeah, no, that didn't happen. So I woke up at like 5. Because of my leg. And then I ate some pepperoni and waffles. And then I eventually went back to sleep about an hour later. And I woke up just minutes before Dubious Goals Committee started. No, that's not true. It was actually about an hour ago. And I made some tea. Yes, don't worry. I am drinking tea today. Ah, it's good. Now, what am I drinking today? Well, after 2 weeks or more without it, I had to break out the ginger may. So yeah, ginger may. It's so delicious. And then when I got up about an hour ago, I was hungry, but it was too early to eat lunch. And so, you know, the whole daylight savings thing really kind of messes me up. It's a week later, and I'm still messed up. So annoying. But I ate a muffin. See, I went to the store. It wasn't last night. It was 2 nights ago. I went to the store. I forgot to go to the Chinese restaurant. I forgot to eat Chinese food on Sunday, which is my new tradition of trying to eat Chinese, because that's when the guy who cooks good works, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I was walking around in the store getting all the regular stuff. You know, pepperoni and waffles and lettuce and graham crackers. And what else did I buy, Pippa? Oh, I got another little frozen pizza. I got some meat, and I got some chicken, and I got some rice, and I got some... I didn't buy any candy, but there was something else that I bought. What else did I buy? Other than the muffins. Anyway, regardless, when I was buying the lettuce, I saw that the donut cabinet was open in the bakery. The bakery is right across from the produce aisle, so I was looking at the lettuce. I was grabbing a big old lettuce. I would like one lettuce, please. And then I turned around and, you know, I was looking in the bakery. And I thought, oh, I don't need any bread, but I do need donuts, because I haven't had any donuts in forever. Forever, people. I haven't had any donuts. So I went over there to look at the donuts, and that's when I remembered, oh yeah, they don't make the donuts that I like anymore. Oh, those bastards. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe I want something else cakey. But I started looking around, and there was cupcakes. Oh, there were some Danishes that looked pretty good. There were various pastries, and I said, yeah, And so, no, I didn't buy any pastries. And then I saw muffins, and I said, yes, that's what I want, because muffins somehow are not cakes. I don't know how that works exactly. So I started looking at muffins. I didn't see any that I liked. And then I saw some that sounded good. Apple cinnamon muffins. And so I took them home. And I ate one of them 2 nights ago. And I ate one yesterday. And I ate one for second breakfast today while drinking ginger may tea. Oh, that is a good combination. Let me tell you. Pour some more tea here. Oh, these are good muffins. They're so delicious, and they have apple-y chunks in them. Yummy, yummy. Oh, and this tea is so good. It's so delicious. I mean, if you've never had good tea, you might want to start with ginger, me. It's crazy. Oh, damn, that's good. One of the best things about ginger, me, is that it's not very greasy.
Why are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special grease dissolvers.
You know, it's not like you're gonna give Kirk Cameron the good tea, but if he did, he wouldn't get a greasy mess. 1981, Mom wouldn't say, "Hey, that shines. What have you been up to?" Oh, shut up, 1981, Mom. What the hell is wrong with your hair, 1981, Mom? It's so flat and boring. Oh my God, don't you get tired of that? Tired of flat and boring hairstyles?
Flat, boring.
Oh, digital media. See, this is what I'm talking about today. Nothing wants to work. Everything
hairstyles?
Is failing.
Do you go through a can of hairspray trying to get that full volumized look? Then bump it up with Bumpits and get that salon-style look fast and easy. Bumpits are the incredible self-stripping hair accessory that give you perfect style and volume every time. Go from flat to fabulous instantly. Imagine being able to create today's hottest hairstyles in seconds. And they're so easy to use. Anyone can be a stylist.
Yeah, you just heard that. That was the Magical Tobe Bumpets Cha-Cha Remix. You're welcome. Yeah, but Tobe, why would you do... Yeah. Quit complaining. You needed to hear Bumpets Banana Cha-Cha because that's the kind of thing that induces a great deal of nyampasu. That's important.
Nyampasu.
Get some.
Nyampasu. Nyampasu.
Give it a try. Come on.
Nyampasa. Nyampasa. Nyampas. Nyampasa.
Nyampasa.
Nyampasa pasa.
Go for the double.
Nyampasa pasa.
Very good.
Nyampasa.
Don't be timid. Don't be timid. When it's time to get out the nyampasu, do not hold back. Anyway, I think there's just one question remaining. It's the whole Blenda question. Should I fund this?
Okay, Blenda.
Now see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Here we have Blenda. Do I need to fund this? Come on.
Fund it.
Okay, fine. I will.
Present! Astronomic Kate! Present! Ghost Bear! Ghost Bear!
Is Ghost Bear absent today?
Uh-oh! Tardy again!
Huh, that's odd. What? Oh my God! Ah! Run! Get out of the way! What the crazy!
Oh, Ghost Bear! I guess you're here after all. And, Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
Oh my God. Oh, Ted, he got killed by Ghost Bear again. Can you believe that? Jeez. Oh, But yeah, now that Ted is dead, we can get down to some business. What do we need to do? We need to do some synth stuff. Why are we doing synth stuff today, Tobe? Because symphomosizers are fun. We like to do them. We like to push the buttons, turn the knobs, and make some sounds. And that's what I was doing last night. Last night I was trying to work on some legitimate stuff. I got distracted, started messing around with some stuff, and the next thing you know, I got something completely different for the thing that was the same the other day, but now it's not. Makes sense? Good. Because we're going ambient today. Yes, it's ambient time. Can we ambient some synth? Yes. And boy, do I have some ambient. Okay, let's make sure that everything is right. Okay, yeah, I think everything is good. Now, here's how you ambient. Remember this thing from a couple days ago? Yeah, that's fun. That's good stuff. And it turns out it goes really well with some of the stuff that we have all dialed up on Florian. So let's bring Florian in. Oh, yeah. We got some world-class drone going on here. But being as I can never leave well enough alone, I thought maybe this needs some, like, percussion of some kind. Maybe just, not full-on dope docs, but maybe just a little dupe and blanc. So I did this. Flung, doink, flung, doink, flung. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But we could add some bass. Who wants bass? Anybody? Okay, yeah, here we got some votes for bass. Let's punch it up here. Wait, let's start it when it gets back to the beginning of the cycle. 4, 3, 2, 1. Wackiness. But it gets weirder. How could this possibly get weirder? Well, you know me, I can never leave well enough alone, and I always got to put drums on everything, and everything could always be better, and we could do a cool thing, and yeah, so now there's like a dance version of this. And now I got to put the microphone down if we're going to really pull this off, because now we're going into super live jam mode. Here we go. What am I doing again? Oh, yeah. Start in a different key. Whoa, ho, ho. Thank you. Yeah. So there's that thing now, which is kind of cool. It's a little minimalistic, and of course I want to put something else in there, but what? I mean, it's kind of cool as it is. It's just sort of an ambient sort of trance kind of thing going. But of course, you know me. Oh, it will be so much gooder with more synth, because more synth is gooder than less synth. You need more synth. You always need more synth. And so I was thinking, what do I want to put on top of that? I don't know. Of course, we could get out all the traditional bells and ding-a-ling ding-dongs and do all that kind of fun stuff, because, come on, that's what I do. Yeah, so we were getting lots of this in here. Wong, wong, wong. Florian. Florian's sounding pretty cool today, huh? Yeah, I thought so too. I guess we gotta dial that cutoff back a little bit. That's better. That's where we were. How about some bass? Yeah. How's that for fun? Gotta have filters. Oh, extra double bass. I bet that's not playing very well through your 2-inch computer speakers, but they're JBL. It's got a JBL stand.